Don't.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right. Call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
And today is the right day to do this. Of course, we should be doing this 365 days a year, and that is honoring those in the military, and not only the men and women of our military, but also the working dogs. And what they do every day may surprise you. I will talk about that. I will also talk about, with Dr. Lisa Radas, the choosing the right pet for you. Yes, one of the reasons why there are so many, too many, pets in animal shelters around America is that people make the wrong choice, at least for themselves or their lifestyle or their specific family. So that dog or cat has done, or maybe guinea pig or pet snake, really, has done nothing wrong except to act like a pet snake should or that breed of dog should, but isn't right for that family who made the wrong choice. So how do you make the right choice in the first place really does matter. And that way our dogs, our cats, can live to a nice old age. And I will talk about, with Dr. Deidre Chiaramonte, a new product that's out that can help specifically our older pets, also animals recovering from orthopedic surgeries. All of that, and most of all, your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Coming your way, so sit. Stay. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. That phone number is toll-free. That phone number is for you to call me. Any questions at all, like this one. Daniel, you're on the radio.
Good morning. My name is Daniel Demovich. I had a long-haired chihuahua, which I've had from birth for now for 14 years. There was no need for a collar or a leash because we were very close. She would never leave my side. If I wanted to put her outside to go to the bathroom, she couldn't wait to come back inside. She would never take off. She would never run away. About a year ago, we put her in the backyard, and by mistake, the door to the backyard was left open.
Oh.
And she disappeared. I highly disbelieve the fact that she ran off by herself. I highly believe that she was taken. My wife feels that the dog felt she was getting old and was going to pass soon, and to prevent her from having me having a lot of problems over it, she just wandered off to die on her own. So that's the question, is do dogs do that, or is it more likely she got taken.
Yeah, sometimes dogs or cats will look for a quiet, dark hole, literally, to die in. You know, if the was your dog sick?
No.
Well, that probably negates that theory a bit. I mean, you know, so dogs don't cognitively think kind of the way you described. If I'm understanding you right, what most likely happened is the gate wasn't open previously, you know, most of the time. Could be a squirrel or another dog or something enticing ran by and your dog just went out to investigate. Could also be that your dog had the beginnings of cognitive dysfunction syndrome, so it's like an older person wandering away. I can't say for sure from where I sit. I'm saddened by it. I take it by the way you're telling the story that you never did see your dog again.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It disappeared, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, the hope is that someone took the dog in, and dog didn't just get hit by a car, or, you know, I assume you checked with local shelters?
Oh, yeah. Everything was done that conceivably been done.
Yeah.
And just nothing was positive.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know, it could be that something was going on medically with the dog that you didn't know about. You know, small dogs like you describe, when they reach the age of teenage years, heart disease is not uncommon, for example, and your dog could have had a, quote, heart attack. I mean, anything is possible. I just, like you don't know, I don't know. You know, I'm sad for you, and I feel badly for you. By the tone of your voice, you're still hurting, and I totally can understand that, and I suspect your wife is too. One way of healing when you're ready might be to get another dog, maybe a similar type dog. You will never have the relationship that it sounds like you had with this dog. So don't look for that. Just look for companionship, and if it's a younger dog, fun, and you will have that.
All right. Thank you for the encouraging words.
All right. Well, my best of luck to you, and lots of dogs at animal shelters and rescues all over, including where you are, I'm certain, and maybe you'll find love again to bounce into your life.
Right. Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, toll-free, 866-554-7387. That is one way to reach me. Another way, like me. My Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. Or if you're already on Facebook, it's easy enough. Just type in my name and under pages, you'll see my fan page. And it's easy enough to find. I will talk next about something, a topic that's very close to my heart. That, yes, this is a special day to talk about. But really, we should talk about it every day of the year. That's celebrating our military working dogs next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Yeah, say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, it's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So here's the thing about military working dogs and the military in general. In my opinion, I mean, Memorial Day is really important for us to celebrate, but we forget very often. I think we're getting better about it. About what we're celebrating. I mean, it just means, okay, the weather's getting warmer. We can go out and have a picnic, and we have a day off work, and there might be a parade. But it really is more than that, and of course it is. And of course it is celebrating our veterans, and some who have given their lives for our country. Others are wounded warriors, and others have come back and not enjoyed the celebratory attitude that we should have for them as heroes. As I say, I really think Americans are getting a lot better at that. But how about the dogs? Yeah, that's right. I said, how about the dogs? So there's a statue now in Washington, D.C., celebrating these military working dogs, and they deserve celebration. I will tell you, the number of lives, I've talked to military general types, honchos in the military about this, and they don't even know how many lives these dogs save, but they do tell me we don't have enough of them, believe it or not. And the general public doesn't understand always their value. And their value comes in several different ways. So their value is companionship, just like a dog is to us. But at times, the lives of maybe an entire infantry will depend on a dog or a couple of dogs. And the dogs seem to know that their lives depend on the soldiers. They're dependent on one another, and in a good way. And the bond as a result is something that is indescribable. So if you have a dog at home, you know the bond that you have with your dog. So imagine depending every day your life on that dog and vice versa. That bond increases 100-fold, and it's very, very difficult to put into words. And what these dogs do every day, whether it be finding explosives, finding landmines in some cases, protection work, is just absolutely so astounding. So here's a story. I talked to one of those military honchos who says, this was several years ago, who was very proud to announce a new piece of equipment for the military that could better find landmines. I don't remember how much this piece of equipment cost. There were only a few of them because each of these pieces of equipment that could find landmines was like $20 million or something. I mean, a lot of money. And he was telling me about how this piece of equipment could save human lives and also canine lives because dogs are involved in explosive detecting, right? Including specifically landmines. But he also said at the end of all this conversation here how this would save canine lives and human lives. He said, you know what? At the end of the day, we can never replace
a dog's nose. And a piece of equipment can't replace a relationship and the relationship that people have, military, have with their dogs. So let's do remember the dogs that have served our country, that have passed away, and those dogs that currently serve our country, as well as the soldiers who have passed away and currently serve our country. If you happen to have an older dog, or maybe a dog recovering from surgery, or a cat for that matter, you will want to hear this next conversation. It's about new technology that's available that has no downside. We're not talking about a drug or a pill. We're talking about a way to help our pets in a way that's never been thought about before.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Deidre Caramonti has this idea that is taking off, and now there's some data behind it. We've talked about it before, but we kind of need to update people, and myself, really, as to what this is all about, because this is still very new.
It is, but I'm very excited. One of our clinical trials is completed, and we're going to have some preliminary information very soon.
For?
But the product is called the Assisi Loop, and it's pulsed electromagnetic field therapy.
Okay, so we have to slow down. So it's called the Assisi Loop. Mm-hmm. And what exactly is this product?
It is a pulsed electromagnetic field therapy device. And it's actually FDA cleared in humans. And a group of very smart people, veterinarians, thought it would work very well in our patients.
And what is this used for?
It is used for anti-inflammatory inflammation control and pain control.
Of?
Dogs, cats, horses. We have some sea lions. We have a tiger shark. Some zoos using it. Some lion cubs.
Really?
With wobblers. Yes.
So for all of those who have pet tiger sharks.
Yes.
Or sea lions.
Call us
this
up.
This is a good idea. But for dogs and cats specifically, what would you use it for? Particularly in our aging society of dogs and cats, we have more older pets than we ever have.
Correct. And we have more pets since they're living longer, so more chronic diseases like osteoarthritis would probably be our biggest use for the loop.
Which is for inflammation. So what is the loop? What does it look like?
I wish I brought one.
That's okay.
It is this big, and it is a coil with a battery generator at the bottom that emits a pulsed electromagnetic field.
And if you remember the show My Favorite Martian back in the day, maybe you don't, but it fits on the head of the pet?
No, wherever the inflammation is, that's
then
where you place the loop.
Okay.
Correct. And it has a depth of penetration about two-thirds the diameter of the loop. We have two sizes, a 20-centimeter and a 10-centimeter.
All right. And you say there is exciting new data to show, because, I mean, people come out with new products all the time. And veterinarians are scientists, and veterinarians want the facts, and they want to know that the product is going to first do no harm, and secondly, do some good if people are going to spend money on a product. So tell me about the data you have.
Well, it has not been released yet,
preliminary data.
But we have two studies that have been completed in herniated disc patients that have undergone surgery, and one of the preliminary investigators was very excited about the results.
So they're good.
They're good. Just started on a new osteoarthritis study, and hopefully we will be doing a post-operative cruciate surgery repair.
Okay, which is knee surgery. Now, I want to talk about osteoarthritis a little bit, because you mentioned, or I mentioned, that our cats are and dogs are living longer than ever before, and therefore we're seeing the same problems that we would see in older people in older pets, and that certainly includes osteoarthritis, multiplied by the fact that so many dogs and cats are overweight or obese, makes things just worse or more likely to occur.
Absolutely.
Cats aren't always good at telling us, though, they are in pain. And a recent study that I'm sure you know about demonstrated an enormous number, surprising number, 100% of the cats in this particular study of older cats all showed on x-rays that they had osteoarthritis. None of the owners said, yeah, my cat has said I'm in pain.
Right. That is disturbing, almost, that they are so good, but that is their job in the wild, to stay mobile. And one of the things that kind of, when you start talking to the owner, what might jog their memory is having trouble getting into the litter box, or maybe their food bowl was on the counter and now they've had to put it down because couldn't jump up on a counter anymore. And when we make these lifestyle choices, we have to think, now it's time to get involved. But cats really are tricky, and we are looking for some feline researchers. We're going to meet with a couple here at the meeting to talk about a pain study in cats. But we have had successful case reports in cats, and we are going to come out with a cat bed, hoping that they would just like to lay in there and get treated.
That's amazing. Might the same be true for dogs at some point? Are
yes.
you allowed to tell me?
Well, that bed is in prototype right now. But we want to meet with some cat fanciers that would help, because, you know, besides cats themselves being finicky, their owners are sometimes choosy.
Sometimes that is the case. Give us the name one more time of the product that we can ask our veterinarian about.
The Assisi Loop.
Assisi Loop. Thank you very much, Dr. Caramonte.
You're welcome.
You want to see what we talk about on the radio in action, from training techniques to products? Check out our YouTube page. Simply go to YouTube and then type in my name, Steve Dale. Coming up next, more of your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, and our email question of the week.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 6619.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. When you call me, I mean, after all, that's what I'm here for, is to try to help you. And our success rate seems to be pretty good. Let's see if I can continue that nearly perfect record. Well, adequately perfect. I try. Peggy from Arizona, you are on the radio. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. You call, I answer. It is what I do. Now let's see if I can help you. What's happening?
Well, I have a black lab mix, and he growls. He growls all the time. When you pet him, he'll growl. It sounds kind of like a purr, but it's, you know. And then, but he growls at my kids. He growls at, my kids are grown, but, you know, they come and visit. They've been around him for 5-6 years. So he should know them by now.
I'm sure he does. How old is this dog?
He's about 8.
And has he always done this?
Not as much as he has lately.
So even when you first got the dog, and incidentally, I do want to know where you got the dog from, but even when you first got the dog, he did this from day one?
Yes.
Okay.
And we got the dog from a relative who was a ranch dog.
And at that point, how old was the dog when you did get him?
He was a couple years old.
Okay, so my first rule out is that something medical is going on. Here's an example, and this has happened in real life more than once, where you have this perfectly wonderful family dog that suddenly turns and bites a kid in the house who pets the dog, and they want to put the dog down, and it turns out the dog has a medical problem. I mean, it's happened where I've been involved at this point several times where that, and then once the medical problem is solved, completely different dog. I'm not saying that's the case with your dog, but I'm saying it is the first rule out because it really is possible. So I'm sure you've been to the veterinarian, but I want you to even videotape what's going on for your veterinarian. I don't want to get anyone hurt, so people need to be safe, but I want to videotape this behavior so your veterinarian can see it, because likely at the veterinary clinic, your dog may not do this or may do this under different circumstances. So I want to see your veterinarian. I want your veterinarian to see what happens day to day with your dog, particularly with this purring, growling thing you're talking about, because that really does sound like pain. So I want your veterinarian to see this, and I want you to think about, okay, if people pet the dog at a certain place, is this more likely to happen? And then the dog has learned, if people don't pet me altogether, then I don't hurt. Again, I am not saying that's happening with your dog. I am saying it is possible because I've seen it so many times. Now, if we rule that out, better put, much better put if your veterinarian rules out anything medical is going on with your dog, then and sometimes these can be surprising things. Now, where you live, unlikely to be tick disease, but that's actually a possibility, you know, for a lot of people in many parts of the country. Lyme disease or other tick diseases could cause exactly what you're talking about. Again, not as likely where you live, but what I'm saying, it can be an unexpected sort of medical issue. But once that's ruled out, then what I would do, where are you in Arizona?
I'm in northern Arizona by the Sholo area.
That's nowhere near Phoenix, is it?
Well, my kids live in, I come to Phoenix a lot.
Okay, so there's a veterinary behaviorist. Her name is Kelly Moffitt, Dr. Kelly Moffitt in Phoenix, who, if my next step would be, if I'm you, is, okay, if we rule out the medical, then it's behavior. And, well, I can give you, and I'm happy to, some general advice. I can't see the dog, and when it comes to aggression, I think it's irresponsible on the radio if I were to give very specific advice, because if I advise you wrong, someone can get hurt. The dog may ultimately be euthanized, and no one wants that. So we really ideally need to have someone see the dog, you know, actually see what's going on. And a veterinary behaviorist would be my next choice, because you've got, on both sides, a veterinarian who has expertise in animal behavior. And you can go out and give you the website for Dr. Moffitt's information, and maybe there's another veterinary behaviorist in Arizona I don't know about. I don't think so. But that's dacvb.org. As in Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists, that's dacvb.org. You know, they say sticks and stones may break your bones, or something like that, right? Wasn't that an expression? I think so. Well, how about a dog that eats sticks and stones? That's our email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Got critters on your critter? Fluffy and Fido love to be petted, of course, but fleas and ticks may make them too uncomfortable and unpleasant to enjoy this closeness. Visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council website at petsandparasites.org for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. And take that critter for a ride to see your veterinarian. Fluffy and Fido will thank you.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Tis the season for pet allergies. That's what we talk about next week on the show. Also, according to Dr. Elizabeth Bales, we're feeding our cats all wrong. How should we feed our cats? And some really wacky pet names.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, a couple of months ago, I found a puppy in my yard. Our neighbors thought the dog had been living on the street. We tried to find the owner, but we couldn't, so we kept her. Now she compulsively picks up sticks and stones. She also steals paper from the wastebaskets and digs holes in the lawn. Will she grow out of these habits? Probably not. So it's self-reinforcing and fun for the dog to do some of these things. And they're kind of very different habits we're describing. So first of all, with the paper from the wastebasket, that's just fun for the dog. Unless she's really eating a lot of that paper, there's no harm except it messes up your house. So what you have to do is just dump the paper out of the wastebasket into a basket that the dog can't get to for a couple of months. And then she'll kind of grow out of the habit in that case because she'll just forget this was fun to do in all likelihood. Now about digging holes in the yard, I'll tell you, a backyard is not a babysitter. And given the opportunity to wreak havoc in a backyard, dogs get bored in backyards, you know. They run around for a little while, they sniff where all the squirrels were and bunny rabbits, and then what do? There's nobody to play with. Now, if you have two dogs in the household, it can be a different story because they may play with one another outside. Or certainly, if you are interacting with the dog, that's great. But just a dog out in the backyard can jump over a fence, dig under a fence, dig at the garden, which is what you're describing, digging holes in the lawn. It's just asking for trouble to leave a dog out there alone. Also, dogs are sometimes stolen out of backyards, you know? So maybe this puppy found on the street, that maybe that's how it happened in the first place. Who knows? So don't leave your dog, no matter who you are, out in the backyard, whether there are problems or not. It's just not a good idea. Dogs will run to the fence and bark at people passing by, and then it becomes an entrenched behavior. That's not a good thing. So I'm just not a fan of dogs being left out in the backyard for very much time, unsupervised. A dog going out to do its business that comes right back in, that's completely another story. So what you should do is supervise the dog out there, and then the dog won't dig holes. It won't have the opportunity to do so. Now, what I'm really concerned about is the sticks and stones. So if the dog is eating, really, truly eating sticks and is eating stones, that can cause an obstruction. And that can be very dangerous. So one thing are the tools you have to prevent this. And that is when you take your dog for a walk using a head halter, like a Gentle Leader is one brand name. Halty is another brand name. Which brand you choose doesn't much matter to me. Some fit dogs better than others. But what they are, it kind of looks like a muzzle in a way if you look at it very quickly. It's not at all a muzzle. It's like power steering. In fact, it allows you to lead a dog where you want to have the dog led. It also controls their head. So they can't as easily, if you're holding on to this, They can't as easily go down and snatch up something from the ground. Again, I am concerned about that because that could mean surgery, and it could even mean a dog dying by eating things it should not eat. Also, teach your dog to pay attention to you. I've talked about this on the radio, I think just a couple of weeks ago. We're using a treat. I like the Vitabone trainers, Vitabone, V-I-T-A-B-O-N-E trainers. They can be broken in small pieces. Dogs really seem to like them. But no matter what you use, something that your dog likes, you begin indoors without distractions when there are no sticks or stones on the ground, and teach your dog to pay attention to you. Say, watch me, look at me, something of that nature. Hold the treat up at your side. Eventually hold it a little higher, and your dog will make eye contact with you as you say, watch me, pay attention, whatever your cue is. Then take it outside. And by using a gentle leader or a haltie, it'll allow you to have more control over that dog. I hope that helps. Any dog trainer can show you how to do this, and I think it's worth having that dog trainer if you don't follow my radio instructions. Although, I think I have a YouTube video out that explains all this as well. So just go to our page, either petworldradio.net, or just type in my name, Steve Dale, when you go to YouTube. And you'll find the video about all of this, along with about 200 other videos about all sorts of things. You can email me your questions, Steve, at petworldradio.net. Well, late last year, a man in New York City actually died of leptospirosis. And people have been sickened, certainly in New York City, but in other places as well. Now, I said people. Let me get to dogs. Dogs are a sentinel. I've talked on the air several times about how dogs are a sentinel for tick disease. Well, dogs are a sentinel for several illnesses, not only tick diseases, but also something called leptospirosis. Leptospirosis is a bacterial infection that appears to be increasingly common in America, certainly in third world countries. So if you Google the World Health Organization, you will find that leptospirosis is sadly common for people to get, dogs also, in third world countries, because here's what happens. Wildlife, which include rats are a big one here, but other wildlife for sure, they're infected. They urinate in a source of water, whether it be a puddle, a pond, a river, a lake, it doesn't matter. Of course, the bigger the body of water, the more likely it will be diluted. So the chances of you going to the Atlantic Ocean, salt water on top of it, and your dog getting leptospirosis are pretty minimal. A small lake or pond near you, a whole other story altogether. And certainly in a puddle in a city where an infected rat has urinated, then for sure your dog will get it if your dog is unprotected. Well, people can get this too. So I doubt that very often you splash in a puddle and don't wash your hands, but little kids do that, you know? So it's something we really need to be aware of. I've written about it a lot, so check out my website, stevedale.tv, and you'll certainly do a search there, and you'll certainly find a story about leptospirosis. But like so many other things, it's all about prevention. So ask your veterinarian, for your dogs can die of this, so ask your veterinarian about the right vaccine, which incidentally, the right vaccine would be the one that covers the most, protects against the most strains of leptospirosis. There are several strains. Yeah, that's right. On top of everything else, there are all these strains, and we don't even know what some of them are. But the most common strains, we believe, this vaccine does protect against. So I would absolutely ask your veterinarian. And I said in the big city with city rats, this isn't only a big city issue. There are rats out in the country, too, but there are mice, there are possum, there are raccoon, there are skunk. All these animals and others do spread leptospirosis. So again, ask your veterinarian about a vaccine. Coming up next, an important conversation about choosing the right pet for you, your family, your family's lifestyle. Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Lisa Radasta is here.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Lisa Radasta is a veterinary behaviorist, and sometimes I wonder this. Do some of your clients walk in, and in the back of your mind you think, why did they choose that kind of dog in the first place?
Yes.
It's kind of not the best marriage. Then you could have predicted it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, it's the dog owner or cat owner mismatch, I call it. And there's a couple problems we have. Number one is perfect dog syndrome, and I suffered from it. I had a Rottweiler who was perfect. Let's just face it. Nothing,
of course.
She could do no wrong. But every Rottweiler that came after her was not perfect. right?
And had to live up to
There's no way. They could never have lived up to that dog. But yes, in my mind, right, I expected that. And that's what a lot of my clients expect. I had the perfect, this is my favorite, I had the perfect border collie. She didn't have too much energy. She slept all day. She didn't have any problems. I don't understand why this one is chasing her tail and barking at cars. And I keep thinking, yeah, the one you had the first time was not normal.
Right.
Yeah, this is the normal one. So we have that. We have people that buy on looks. I am one of those people. I only adopt black cats. This is the stupidest thing any owner could do, but I only want black cats. I love them. Nobody wants them at the shelter, so I get adult black cats.
And let's look at what you're wearing today.
And I'm wearing black.
Of course you are.
So I just love black cats. So, you know, these are the reasons we adopt pets. This one found me. That one chose me. But at the end of the day, you will be with that pet maybe longer than your marriage lasts. 17 years. Cats can live 22 years. Longer than a lot of your friends' marriages are going to last, and you don't step into marriage like, he found me in a bar one day, we got married the next day. It doesn't work like that, right?
So what do you suggest people do?
I suggest that people, for dogs, think about their own lifestyle and what they can live with. So, for example, I'll just use myself because I know that situation well. When my last Rottweiler passed away, my life had changed. I had a daughter in between, right? When my Rotties were getting older. So I knew that I needed a dog that was self-sustaining. In other words, he couldn't require a lot of exercise. I didn't want to bring him to a groomer, but I needed him to be mobile. So in other words, if we're in the pool, get in the pool with us. If we're going hiking, you go too. But not require a lot of energy and no aggression. So when I made my little list and I made it on paper, the breed that stuck out was Labrador Retriever. It mm-hmm. just was like stuck out like a neon sign. I knew I didn't want to raise a puppy because I have no time. And so I knew I had to get a dog 6 months or older. So it was so easy to find that. It was kind of very logical.
But once you thought it through.
Right.
And people go to shelters, which I'm assuming you think is a good thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes make an impulsive decision. But on the other hand, how can you really know about that mixed breed dog at a shelter?
It is hard. But what you can do, again, is think about what you want. And you can do that at the shelter as well as you can do it at a breeder or anywhere else. So, for example, I knew that we're a busy family, and I didn't want the dog to be so hyper-attached to us that he would develop separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So when the breeder showed me a couple of dogs, she really wanted me to take this 3-year-old lab. And she said, he'll sleep on the bed with you, he'll be so bonded to you, and I said, you can stop. That's not what I need. I need that one who came over and licked my foot and ran off and jumped in the pond. That is the one. And he turned out to be perfect. So if I go to the shelter and I want a dog to sit in my lap, I might sit in that room. They'll put you in a visiting room. And I might just sit there, see what that dog decides. If that dog crawls into my lap, I'm thinking, he wants what I want. Like, he wants just to cuddle with me in my easy chair and watch movies. He's the right fit for me. I'm going to try to keep myself from thinking, I want the one who's in the corner, who's petrified, and I'm going to love him out of that. If you have the time and the energy, you should take that dog, and you should treat him out of it. But to help him recover, you'll have to treat him. So think of him as having like a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the energy and the time and the money, you take that dog with the broken leg. You save him. But if you're a working mom like me, I know I can't do that. So I'm going to choose differently. Yeah.
So if we think, oh my gosh, I've got to take that dog because I feel sorry for that dog hiding, like you described, or you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach that this isn't right, should you listen to that feeling?
If you think it's not right, it's not right. So many clients have said in the exam room, I knew I should have turned and left. If your body tells you that, then you're probably right. But if you look at, I don't want to tell people, don't get the dog that's hurting. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, think logically. Can I do this? Can I really do this? Can I seek out help? Do I have a system in place? Do I have a good vet? Do I have a good trainer? Am I ready? Don't think I'm just going to take him home and love him and he's going to magically be better, because that's not going to work.
She says think logically, clearly not talking to me, but talking to all of you. Dr. Lisa Radasta, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation?
Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
BizTalk Radio.